and PJ podcast.
Sit-in. Hello, potty.
Good afternoon. Good day.
Jesus, they clear out, don't
good
they?
Good morning, good night.
So, okay, here's a heads up for everyone. So, on a Friday, we do after work drinks here in the iHeart Lounge, right?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, mate, they roll in, but the free booze stops at 7.
Yeah.
Look out there now.
It's a ghost town.
Tumbleweeds.
It's an absolute tumbleweeds ghost
town. Just rolling down. Like, you can tell the bar has stopped, the staff are out. You know what I mean? God. Hey, what's the plans for the weekend?
Going on a boat party.
Oh, that's right. You got the boat party.
Yeah, I got the boat party. Really excited. Hopefully the weather holds out for it.
Don't offend anyone.
I am not the person to offend people at parties.
Because you remember a boat party, there's no getting off.
Yeah,
there's
no getting off. Well, I think we're going to get off at a few locations to go for a couple of swims.
Don't go too hard too early.
What do you mean?
You don't want to be vomiting on a boat.
I won't be. I'll be responsible. I'll Snapchat it.
Really?
Maybe that's not a good idea.
Do you remember your Snapchats last weekend
at the
wedding?
I've just been distracted by this really hot photo from 50 Shades Darker. Have you seen this photo?
Yeah, you're right.
It's really hot. Mate, it's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Some would say you're looking at pretty much a similar image across the desk every day.
Are you saying that you look like Jamie Dornan?
All right. I don't know who those people are, but some would say it. All right, enjoy the podcast, everyone. Coming up, to wrap up my mate's wedding and me becoming a groomsman, I did pitch just some final jobs I could do at the wedding. It didn't go down
great. Great.
Yeah. PJ wrapped up the week with a poem, and we spoke about movies at a really bad time. You'll hear what we're talking about in the podcast. Enjoy.
See ya.
The Jason PJ podcast.
All right, look, it's
been a big emotional week.
Oh, mate, seriously? Oh, shedding a tear on the inside. Last Monday, we started talking about my mate Jack. He's getting married in August, and I was a little bit shocked, confronted, and upset when our friend Max posted a photo saying, hey, I've caught up with Jack, and he's asked me to be a groomsman. I thought, oh, the coach is handing out jerseys. I hope I'll get a call up. So for 10 days, we rang Jack.
You know that this day's all about him and his partner, not about you, right?
Please, and this is coming from you. You're constantly living in PJ land. So I've been ringing Jack, reminding him how much of a good friend I am. And then yesterday it came down to it. I just thought, I'm just going to ask him straight. Would you like me to be a groomsman?
We are close mates.
Yep.
PJ wouldn't fly me out here for nothing. And I would like to offer you a very special part in my wedding.
Yep.
It would be my complete honour if you were to push play on the music when we get married like I did at your wedding.
Favourite part of that video.
The videos.
And Dave are going, woo!
The videos at our Facebook if you want to have a look. Jack joins us now. Hello, Jack.
Hello, guys.
Jackie
hello,
boy.
Mate.
Just want to show you, I've been practicing. What wedding? Oh, boom.
That's because you said the code word. What if I say wedding? Yeah, not as
it's
fast.
It's not the song, though, but that's okay. We'll get
what
there.
Song is it?
What song are you going?
I Can't Help Falling in Love. But, you know, that's a good song or two. So.
Okay, all right. Just let me write that down.
All over that. That is your one job.
I'll have to illegally download that because I don't have that one. Here's the thing, right? Don't get me wrong. I will point out, thanks for Paige for surprising me with you. It's been great. You've been hanging out. It's been really nice. And you know what sort of rubs salt into the wound? When we went back to my place last night, Lou's like, oh, so tell us, you know, have you locked everything else in for the wedding? He started going through all the groomsmen and stuff like that. I really like my job. Like, I love that I'm a part of it.
Awesome.
I really do.
We're excited. It makes sense because that's exactly what Jack did at your wedding. Mm. So it's fair.
That was years ago. Jack, I've got a little bit of a list here. Just other jobs that might be happening at the wedding. Just wondering if I can do a job swap. That's all. And we're a few months out. I can prove myself. I'm not going for groomsmen.
Yeah.
What? Can I at least pitch?
You had a great part in our wedding.
Yeah, I know, mate. I still want that. Don't get me wrong. If you say no to these, I'll happily take the pushing of play. Ushers. Okay. Have you locked in ushers? That's always a good job. It's the first people you see when you arrive at the church.
That wasn't really a job at our wedding.
Are you having a church?
No.
Okay, so
no,
I should.
No.
Who carries the rings? Because that could show a bit of responsibility. Like, I'd be like, hey, who's got the rings? I'd be like, that'd be me.
So are you the ring checker or the ring carrier?
Ring carrier. I don't want
to. It's the best man.
That's best man.
Oh, that hurts.
Who's best man?
My mate Ty.
He's in the UK.
He's been my best mate since I was four.
He's in the UK.
He's coming to my engagement party.
Oh.
Yeah.
So.
Do me a favour.
Jason's not a DNA
joke. No, he's not, is he?
If his flight gets delayed, can I just be like a reserve? Just a reserve. Okay, well, reading at the church. The one's out.
No, that's too.
Holding the bride's dress. Is that creepy or is that a bridesmaid?
That's quite creepy.
And that tends to be a bridesmaid.
Oh! I have a GoPro 4. Who's doing your photos?
The photographer's doing the photos.
And have you locked them in?
Yeah, yes, we have.
Paid deposit?
It's a family friend of ours who's okay. doing the... you don't want to just be the music guy?
We're getting to that. Speeches. Who's doing speeches?
Oh, no.
Is it an open mic sort of situation?
That's what I'm scared about if I get married.
No, well, speeches is one area because Aussie Romance and a bloke from my footy team's doing a speech.
Bullshit. PJ's partner's doing a speech.
Yeah, yeah, I knew that. He's told me that like 2 weeks ago.
But it depends how you level. Like, that was below pushing play in our ranks.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, anyone.
It's not a speech, it's a reading. Like at the
A bird can press play, mate. I can put a bit of bird seed on the play button and practice it to hit the bloody play
it's
button.
A reading. No, it's a reading, it's not a speech, it's a reading.
Oh, he can do the religious thing. God, so, if I do that.
Okay, well, what about speeches?
I'll burn up. Speeches, is there a gap or?
It's quite full.
Okay.
Quite full.
We move on to our last two. They're getting quite degrading. MC. I was born to be an MC. Watch this. Everyone, if you'd like to gather around, we're about to cut the cake.
We're not having a cake.
Shit, no cake.
We're not.
Are you not having cake?
Well, we're serving dessert.
There goes Baker.
What else have you got?
Final one. And look, no disrespect to anybody that does this for a living. But just when you get into radio, you don't want to go backwards.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Wedding DJ.
That's pushing play on music, though.
Oh, so I get to press play on music all night.
Do you really want to push the music all night?
No, so, well, I get to pick it. Hey, guys, and now would you please gather around as the bride and groom take their place on the dance floor? Here's the Killers, Mr. Brightside. And then the fireworks go off, the photographer... Don't say yes now.
I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Promise me you'll think about it.
I'll think about it a lot.
I've got to go download the Killers.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
We do like a Friday vibe is always fun. But, you know, yeah. I mean, a lot happens in the week. You know, so many news channels to get across.
Yeah.
You look nervous.
I am.
Don't be nervous.
I love... No, because, yeah, I've got to do this live and I'm a bit nervous. No, wrong song.
No. I'm just setting the scene.
Oh, okay.
God, whoa.
I can't do it to that song.
All right,
it never works.
All right, Mariah. Bloody hell, calm down. So every week, Paige put her hand up. She went, hey, guys, I want to get across all the news channels. I want to be the person that knows exactly what's going on and I'll deliver it to the people. So we decided the best way to do that is in poem form.
Yeah.
Because did you win some certificate when you were younger or something?
No, I won the kindest cup in year five and most enthusiastic senior hockey player in sixth form.
So you should have said no, because they have nothing to do with it.
Exactly.
Right, okay. So ready to get a full wrap-up of the week is PJ's poem. You want a beat?
Yeah.
Oh, and your boyfriend's come in to watch
don't
today.
Don't make it even more nerve-wracking.
No, this is Aussie Romance. He'd be sitting out there right now with everyone in the producer's area going, that's my girl.
He won't be.
No, in about a minute he'll be going, I can do better. I can do better.
Oh, no. This is so cringe.
Here we go.
Oh,
here we go.
Oh, you know it, it's that time to sum up the week in a simple rhyme. A bunch of women's marches on the street, Katy Perry and Madonna bringing the heat. A petition was proposed by Peter Dunne to change the holidays and bring my son. The Oscars noms came up in force, La La Land leading everyone, of course. Zayn and Taylor dropped their video today, it's on the album for 50 Shades of Grey. Jay's popped the question to his best mate, will you be my groomsman? Nah, it's too late, haha, shame Jay's. Sorry about that, bro, it's all good. You get to play the music though. Ocean's 8 on a...
Oh! Keep going. You...
Ocean's 8 was filming in New York. Sandra Bullock and Riri talking the talk. 'Twas Australia Day across the ditch. Everybody partying and getting rich. Okay, maybe not rich. Once again, running short. Only so much that rhymes. You got me, I'm caught. This weekend's gonna be a long one for some. Drive safely, all my friends, and relax a ton.
Yeah! Oh, there was many...
Pitfalls,
highs and
weaknesses.
Lows.
Yeah.
Many highs and lows.
It's really hard. I'm not good at that.
No, you're great. You
no,
did.
Re- it's no, embarrassing. You did, I go into my.
You did
just,
really
I,
well.
No, it's,
I just looked out at your boyfriend. I was like, oh, is he smiling? And then I realised he was on Tinder. But, but I think you did really well. I liked it this week. It was good.
So humiliating.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
It's a bit degrading.
What?
Oh, just, you know, me talking about wanting to be a groomsman for my mate.
You have come across pretty intense.
Oh, mate, just I'm getting all these texts. Hey, Jace, this is getting depressing. I'm getting married in April 2018. If you really want to be a groomsman that bloody bad.
You should take up the offer.
Hey, Jace, come and be the MC at our wedding. 10th of March.
You asked for this. You know that.
This is massively backfired.
Time Friday.
All right, we do this every Friday afternoon. Love it. You can give us a call 0800 DollZM and you get a cheeky free plug. Anything that's happening this weekend, do you have a business? Do you have an event on? Is there just something you'd like to get out on the radio to the nation?
Maybe you're getting married this weekend. You want to do a shout out to your lovely bride or
that's
groomsmen.
That's a good idea.
There you go.
Maybe you're on Tinder.
What?
No, maybe not. But, maybe.
What?
Maybe not.
You know, like... This segment's not a surprise.
No,
we do it every week at this time.
No, but I was just trying to be creative and thinking of something different. Like,
hey, do me a favour.
Yep, think about it before I go on here.
Maybe like on Wednesday go, hey, we're 2 days out from free airtime. Maybe I'll write a list of people that
okay,
might want to do a
show. Maybe you're making organic honey or something.
Let's not do it now. Let's wait till Wednesday.
0800 DollZM. Here's an example from previous week.
Hey, guys. PureCocoa.co.nz for all your coconut and cacao. Go to ethically sourced coconut and cacao. Raw, use the promo code ZM this weekend to get a discount. Yeah, coconut cacao.
Love it.
That's a thing.
Health Easy. Products.
Easy as that. Whatever it is, 0800 DollZM is our number. Maybe you're an entertainer or maybe like PJ said... G'day, I'm on Tinder. I'm really looking for like some love.
No, you can be like, hey, I'm Chelsea. I'm looking for a really nice Downsworth guy who reads books and likes to go for picnics.
Good,
something like that.
Yeah, that dude on the tip of your tongue, didn't it?
No.
I'll tell you what, if Aussie Romance is listening, anyone I know...
You're going to go to a picnic this weekend.
Yeah, anyone I know who's into books and picnics, I'd be having a word to them, mate.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Free Airtime Friday.
Every Friday afternoon, we give away free airtime with Free Airtime Friday. All you need to do is give us a call at 0800 DollZM. We give you 9 seconds and you can plug whatever you want.
You love this segment, don't you?
Why?
No, I just, I know you do.
Do I
know.
Light up when it comes?
Yeah,
I
you do.
I get very excited.
Yeah, you do.
I just love people in the community being able to share what's going on.
Sorry, I just dry reached a little bit. What, are you running for politics?
No, but it's just nice, like local businesses.
Mate, please.
What?
Listen to you. I'll vote for you if you want. You
no,
just don't
I'm
have to
not running for any elections.
What do you love about today's show? I love it. 20 past 5 when we touch
no,
the community.
Okay, come on, let's go to Kim.
It was when I said touch the community. It sounded creepy, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Kimmy, you're up.
NZ Weddings R Us for custom-made wedding dresses. www.nzweddingsrus. That's ARREUS.co.nz. NZ Weddings R Us for custom...
Look at her go. See?
She go, got the, Kimmy.
Did you hear what the business was called?
NZ Weddings R Us?
Yes, mate.
Jordan, it's your turn.
Hi.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Go, oh, go, no. Jordan.
Actually, Bags NZ on Facebook.
Cheap Bags NZ or Sheep Bags?
Sheep Bags.
Sheep Bags or
cheap,
Sheep Bags.
Cheap. That's
cheap, like either way.
That's the thing.
You just Cheap Bags NZ or Sheep Bags NZ and you should have a result.
Gotta be ready. Gotta be.
Callum, you're up.
Today it's Callum here from Auckland Seaplanes, and we've got $99 flights for Saturday and Monday.
Ooh.
Give us a call 0939 01121.
That's a cool surprise.
Oh, that was very cool.
I like that. Seaplanes, I love it.
Lindley, you're up. Go.
Hi, the lunchboxqueen.co.nz. Lunchboxes, bento boxes, drink bottles, everything you need. Lunchboxqueen.co.nz.
The queen of lunchboxes. There you go. Look, that sounds like one of those businesses you'd see on Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, oh, this isn't going to make money. And then they'd catch up with him and be
like,
the queen of lunchbox is now worth $40 million. And you're like, well, I should have backed that one.
Amanda, go.
Hi, I make gorgeous handmade soaps. Check me out on Facebook. Lovely Bubbly by Amanda. That's Lovely Bubbly by Amanda on Facebook. Thanks.
Lovely Bubbly by Amanda.
I love that.
That's
love
great.
It.
Jeff, wrap it up.
G'day, guys. I'm here to sell my mate's car. It's a Nissan Skyline R33. It's blue. Hit me up, 021-148-3088.
Does he want it sold?
I'm assuming so.
I guess
really
we'll
hope so.
Right now, he's driving along going, that's my bloody car. What's going on here?
Jason PJ, the podcast.
I don't understand these kind of films. I don't know what makes people put this stuff out there. But anyway, there is a film which has been shown at Sundance, the film festival over in the States. And people have described it the grossest movie ever made. It's called Cusco, and it's a film all about survivors from a natural disaster in LA. And things get pretty grim pretty quickly.
I've heard about Human Centipede, so I can't imagine it's going to compete with that. It's up there?
Yeah, I really can't describe some of the scenes in this, but they're saying a lot of people walked out. They couldn't deal with it. The guy came on and defended himself on Twitter, saying that the story exaggerated the number of walkouts. There were only actually 20 of 400 that left. But still, fact that 20 people left a movie is saying something.
I love the creators come out going, yeah, people left, but not as many.
Not as many.
I reckon the only movie we've come close to walking out in, and it wasn't that it was a bad movie, it was just really bad timing on my part. This was a few years ago. We're about to have Felix, our first little boy, and Lou was booked in to go in, like she was a bit overdue.
Right.
So they said, come into the hospital at 5 o'clock.
No doubt emotional if you're about to pop.
Yep, come into the hospital, 5 o'clock on a Sunday, we'll keep you in and we'll induce you, right? So it was like, Sunday, what are we going to do? I said, you know what, babe? I'm going to take you to Gold Class.
Kind. Thoughtful.
Take the missus out to the movies. And she was like, she wanted to see that about
Do
time.
Do you live at Gold Class? This is the second time we've talked about Gold Class.
Shut up, you.
In the last 30 minutes.
And I was going to take it. She wanted to see About Time, that love romantic comedy movie.
Right.
But I convinced her to seeing Hugh Jackman in the movie Prisoners.
Why did you do that?
Because
she was about to pop. Why didn't you go for the rom-com?
I should have, because what Prisoners is about is Hugh Jackman has kids and they get kidnapped.
Yeah, not good.
And it's quite a dark movie. And Lou was almost in tears and I look over and she's almost in tears. The kids have been kidnapped and everything. And then the movie finishes and I have to look at her and go, all right, let's go to that hospital.
Hawkins.
And we drove straight from...
Poor film choice.
Drove straight from there to the hospital.
I mean, poor timing.
In hindsight...
That would have been okay, you know.
If it was any other movie.
Yeah. Or if you chose to do that a year earlier, maybe.
Here's a tip. If you're about to have a baby, see an animated movie.
Yeah, yes. Keep it light.
Yeah, and since then, she's never let me live it down. Like when we're going to have our second, she's like, well, I'll tell you what we're not doing. We're not going to bloody movies. That's for sure. Have you badly timed a movie? Not that necessarily that movie, the movie was a bad movie.
But just, it was just really bad timing.
Yeah, like a friend of yours is grieving because someone's passed and then you take them to see a movie and, you know.
Let's keep it light. It's a Friday.
You know, their pet died, you took them to see Red Dog.
Again,
you know
light. What I mean? Let's keep it light.
All right, I'm trying to give examples here. You know what I mean? Dial ZM if you've taken someone to see or got a DVD, just a really badly timed movie.
Why do I feel like these aren't going to be uplifting?
Oh, they'll be all uplifting for a Friday, I guarantee it. The Jason PJ Podcast. We're also talking about, have you badly timed a movie? You know, you go to take someone to see a movie, but, you know, obviously something's happened in their life and it happens in the movie and you're just like, I'm so
poor timing.
Yeah.
On the text machine, we were on a ferry trip between islands in Malaysia. It was a dodgy boat, lower floor, and the main area was playing Titanic. Another one.
No, this is my favourite on the text. Our kitten died not too long.
Good?
Well, hang on, not too long before Christmas. Without thinking, my partner found this game that they thought looked really good and fun, take our mind off things, so they bought it for the family for Christmas. It's called Exploding Kittens.
Oh, come on.
I'm just reading the text, mate. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger.
Let's go to the phones. Tommy's joining us. Oh, no. Tommy.
Yep.
Hey, Tommy. You're right, mate.
What's going on?
Yeah, good. Not much.
Excellent. Tom, tell us about what movie you badly timed, mate.
So my partner came around to my house at like 1 a.m. one morning after she'd been to pick her little brother up from work.
Yeah.
His SWAT card wouldn't work as he was leaving, so he had to jump the fence.
Yeah.
He jumped, and as he was jumping the fence, he slipped, and when the barb at the top of the fence went right through his arm.
Oh.
So she came to my house freaking out a little bit, and I thought I'll cheer her up by putting on a cool kids movie. So I put on Toy Story 2. And of course, in Toy Story 2, Woody loses his arm.
Oh, no.
So that didn't go down too well.
It's animated. You can't be blamed for that.
I know, but still.
That's animated, mate. That's not your fault.
Scott, what about you?
Hey, how you going?
We're good, buddy.
We're good, thank you.
We had a bunch of us travelling for a wedding.
Yep.
Wedding.
Oh, you're dropping out.
Oh,
what's that?
I feel terrible.
Hang on. You're dropping out. Go again. What was that?
Wedding.
Right.
You're terrible. You're going to be useless at this wedding you've got coming up.
Oh, he's anyway. Saying wedding. Are you wedding?
Sorry, mate. Oh, no. Scotty, you caught me off guard. I'm practicing to do music at my mate's wedding. Every time someone says wedding, I've got to play it. I'm like, Scott, what's wrong with your bloody phone?
Yes, there's a wedding. What's going on?
All right, my bad. Yeah, Scott, you got me.
Yeah, we were travelling and a bunch of us decided to book in for a skydive the next day.
Right.
And another mate was off getting snacks and drinks and a couple of DVDs to watch that night. And he came home with Terminal Velocity and Drop Zone, which are both kind of old movies now, but where people fall out of planes, parachutes don't open and everybody dies.
Oh.
So, yeah, I've seen those.
Freaked us out a bit. Two of the guys actually pulled up and didn't go, pulled out. Didn't
I,
go
really? I don't blame you.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
Two out of the six.
Mate, like, I don't, look, sometimes you've even paid the deposit, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You go ahead. It's like shark movies. Like, I remember Mum and Dad, like, for some reason.
You have a weird fascination with sharks.
Yeah, that, and you know what Lou hates?
It's almost unhealthy.
Lou hates when I watch Air Crash Investigation on planes.
Yeah.
I know, it's weird, but then when I hear a noise
it's
on
like
the plane.
It's like a sick fascination.
I know, but then I think I know what it means. Like, I hear, and I'll be like, don't worry, babe. It's all good. That's the flaps. And I don't even know what the flaps do.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
This morning, look, it's no secret on the show that I get hair removed from my face. I'm fine with talking about it. I've got darker hair, all good.
You got what, sorry?
I got hair removed from my face.
You got hair?
Removed from my face.
Mate, you're Mediterranean.
It's exactly. Fine. Thank you. It's fine. And, you know, girls should be proud of it.
Did you go down to Bunnings, get the whippersnapper
job? No, Jason.
No? Okay, yep.
Settle down. No, I get this thing called electrolysis, which basically is where they put needles and it sounds really gnarly. It's actually quite an old school thing. And they get the hair from the root. And so eventually it goes.
Right. How long have you been having the laser treatment for?
Oh, a bit. Like, it's not laser. Right. I've done laser in the past. This is a whole different thing.
What, the thing kept growing back?
Oh, mate, she's bloody unstoppable. Anyway.
I mean, in November you can leave it, but...
Before I go, I have to put on this numbing cream. And I had run out this morning, so I had to go and renew it. And I went to the pharmacy and I ordered. I was like, hello, just after some Emla cream.
What's it called?
Emla.
Emla. And do they recommend you do this? Just takes the pain
this
away
is,
a bit.
Yeah, the lady I see. She's like, right. It's just good numbing stuff. And I went in and I asked her, and the lady kind of sniggered and she sort of was a bit amused. And also asked if I wanted some little pads with them. Like, did I need these little sort of protection pads? I was like, no, all good. It's fine. So I went out and I was like, what are the things that people are using Emla cream for?
Yeah.
So I looked it up. And literally, under the definition of Emla cream is a local anesthetic. It works by blocking nerve signals in your body. It's used to numb normal, intact skin or the membrane surfaces of the penis or vagina. And
Whoa, yeah. Okay, firstly, just a bit of a warning before you drop the P or V word.
Well, I was shocked.
So people buy this cream and they rub it on
no
their bits.
No wonder she was looking at me laughing. Unprofessional, if you ask me. She was working in a pharmacy.
Well,
no judgment zone.
Knowing you, you didn't know what it did, so you would have been in there loud as proud going, can I grab a tub of Emla cream? And like, you know what? And then I can imagine you'd be rubbing your hairy chin going, I want a big... big tub. Like, do you guys do it in bulk? And they're like, Jesus, she's in for a wild Friday night, this one.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Story coming out of California, right? Basically, a receipt from two diners going out for dinner has gone viral.
Yeah.
The friend of the person who was paying actually posted a photo of the receipt because the customer allegedly, well, that they're saying they saw a rat in the restaurant.
Right.
The thing is, they're getting a $30 discount, and on the receipt it says $30 discount in brackets seen rat off their total bill of $90. So the restaurant was giving them a $30 discount because they didn't make a fuss.
No.
Yeah, I don't want to say what
they
sort of...
They kept the rat undercover.
Yeah. I don't want to sort of...
They're protecting the rat.
Yeah. I don't want to go into what cuisine it was, but okay. The name of the place was Fats Asia Bistro and Dim Sum Bar.
Okay.
But
where was, do you know where the rat actually was spotted?
No, somewhere in the restaurant. They've seen it. Because you think about it, if I was in a restaurant and I saw a rat, I know Lou would freak the hell out.
Oh, you'd be the first to report it.
Here's the thing.
What?
It's happened to me in the past and I haven't.
Why?
When Gold Class.
Did you get a discount?
No. Gold Class Cinemas, right? Mm. Back in Australia.
Yeah.
Australia. There was a Gold Class Cinema that just opened up near us. I went with a mate. I was a lot younger. And, you know, like, so when Gold Class opened in Australia,
yeah.
You know the little coffee table in the middle of the really nice seats?
I don't really go to Gold Class. I'm not that cool.
Oh, please. So they have like a little coffee table between the seats. And normally it's got like the little clear wine thing where you put the bottle in.
Right.
So there's some ice and stuff.
Yeah.
Halfway through the movie, I look in.
There's a rat in the ice.
Yeah, a little baby rat.
No, in the ice.
In the like wine cooler
bit. I would have lost it.
And it's trying to jump up and
Why
jump out.
Why didn't you complain?
You know what I did? Because I don't know. You know how I get embarrassed in situations like that?
Oh,
I don't like to cause a scene. I just got
Mate, that is reason to cause a scene.
I got the tickets and I put them over the top of the wine cooler bit. So the whole movie... Like, everyone's enjoying the movie and I'm just freaked out watching this little baby rat try and jump out, hitting the roof of the tickets. And then at the end, I just
Wouldn't it have just what? Not survived?
What do you mean?
Was it, like, in the ice? Did it drown in the ice?
No, there was no ice in there. It was empty.
I was like, there's animal cruelty right there.
It's hard to bloody keep up with you. 2 minutes ago, you're worried about me saying I need a discount, and now you're saying I'm killing animals on the air, and then I should be carted off to jail. Really, you swing, don't you? I went up and saw the guy afterwards. I'm like, oh, excuse me. And I thought, here we go. This is going to be a massive discount. Refund, probably free movie tickets for life. This is great. I'm like, excuse me, you'll probably appreciate me not making a scene, but there was a miniature rat in our wine cooler and I put our tickets over the top to trap it. And he goes, oh, great, it's happening again. Thanks very much, mate. And
it's
then walked
happened
away.
Again.
And then walked away. That's it. I didn't get anything for free. Nothing.
How often is it happening at the Gold Class?
I don't know. Whose side are you on now, the people or Gold Class?
I don't know.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
It's something that divides people, but if you love it, you love it, and if you don't, you hate it. Marmite, Jason, are you a fan of the yeasty spread?
I'm...
Never say that again on the radio. Right, gotcha. Good. you a fan of Marmite?
I'm a Vegemite boy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? And this is going to annoy a lot of people. I don't care. I could have Marmite, Vegemite, and I'm a happy girl.
You'd be surprised to know. I think people are going to sleep fine knowing that.
Over in the UK at the moment, they're doing the little... this certain restaurant is teaming up with Marmite. And for a month, you can go in there and use the secret words, spread the love. And if you say that, your waiter will unlock the secret menu of Marmite-infused cocktails.
Oh,
I know.
I don't know if I want the love spread if it's Marmite, Marmite in a cocktail.
Gross,
yeah,
eh?
Right.
So there's Marmite Mary. This is the alcoholic version, which has got whiskey in it. It's got Harvey's Bristol Cream, tomato juice, lemon, Marmite Reduction and spice, served with a stick of celery, lemon wedge and ice.
I imagine it'd be quite salty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, you know my big concern is here.
What?
Do any new staff just starting at the restaurant that haven't been tipped off?
And spread then some, the love.
Yeah. I'm sorry, excuse me? Spread
the love.
And be like, what am I doing here? I got a weirdo on table three.
I kind of really want to try it though. Because sometimes, you know how those things kind of surprise you?
No, they can put anything in a cocktail. If it's your third cocktail in, mate, you'll love it. You'll be, that's the
no,
bloody
I
nicest thing.
The first one.
This is the nicest cocktail you've ever had. Madam, that's the water you're drinking while I make the cocktail. I've been in bars with you. Don't try and act sophisticated.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
An amazing story today coming from overseas. I think it was in the UK.
Yep.
About a woman, 92 years of age, who was popping into her local bottle shop to pick up a bottle of booze for her son.
92 and she's still cruising down the shops.
Yeah. She's a great grandmother.
Good
great,
for her.
She's in great form though. She's in great nick. Look at her. She's very, very healthy.
God, she looks good, doesn't she?
Only thing is, she got asked to prove her age, you know, as you do. And she did have her over 60s buzz pass and her pacemaker certificate.
Certificate.
You'd think at that point you'd be accepted.
Well, firstly, hang on. I think the guy at the bottle shop, it goes, I'm sorry, I'm going to need to see some ID. A, you know he's taking the PSB. Come on, mate. What a good guy, though. You know what I mean? Just like to muck around with the lady, like, I'm going to need to see some ID.
And she didn't have her passport or driving license, so she... got rejected. She couldn't buy the bottle of booze.
Are you serious?
No, I'm serious. I'm thinking maybe it was their first day at work
Come
or something.
On.
Must have been their first day at work. Someone was watching over them and they're like, you got to follow protocol. Come on. And
like that's really, like I get
92
it.
Year old woman.
I get when we all go out like for a drink after the show now and then, you know, every now and then I'll get a bouncer who looks at me and pities me and he's like, yeah, I guess I need to see your ID as well, mate.
yeah,
and I look at him and I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much.
Just took 10 years off my age.
You know
Thank
what?
You.
Like sometimes I'll go to New World or Countdown and just buy a bottle of wine. We don't even need wine.
You just want to see if
I know
you're old enough.
The 16-year-old cashier is not allowed to sell it without getting someone to come over and check ID, and it just makes me feel good about myself.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Be surprised if you even fill up your own tank.
What do you mean?
Sorry. Okay, you know what? Let's get this out in the open.
What have I done?
Because I don't want to do a show like this. I don't want to do a show like this. I'd rather just get it out in the open. But let's go around the grounds. Producer Alex, would you say you're highly paid here at this radio station?
No.
Right, what are you currently driving?
A Ford Festiva 93.
Right, and how many people are you living with? How many are you flatting with?
Five of us.
Five, right. Intern Rooney. Dave-o, intern Dave-o.
Dave-o!
Oh, don't you try and chime in, mate.
What have I done?
Oh, Richie Rich in the corner. Dave-o, you're flatting with a heap of people, aren't you?
Yep.
Excellent. How do you get to and from work?
I scooter, and it's not even a moped scooter, it's a push scooter.
I love that scooter.
They bunk it as flat as well.
Oh, that's illegal.
That's awesome. What have I done?
Oh, listen to her trying to be relatable. That's awesome. PJ, I'd like to ask a question. I've got three flatties, like not even me.
I'll happily talk about my car. Let's go.
My three flatties, my wife and kids. But why am I getting emails on a daily? First email came from our CEO about this.
Yeah.
Which I replied going, well, mate, you're the one paying her. And then I got another email overnight saying, spotted PJ in traffic. Can you please describe the photo I'm holding up?
I was a recipient of this email as well.
Just describe the
photo. So it's a very, very flash car. I don't know.
It's a Porsche.
It's a Porsche. And
what's the number plate?
The number plate says PJ.
Okay, so two concerns.
Let me assure you.
Two concerns.
Okay.
One is you're obviously really high rolling and you pretend to be poor. And second, you're a wanker with a personalised plate.
That is not my car. As much as I'd love that to be my car, I'm still rolling my Toyota Corolla Windy G.
Mate, if you can play that facade with me.
Who is that though? Because people keep spotting that car.
Yeah, everyone keeps, like, no joke. Every couple of days we'll come to work, someone will send us a photo going, spot a PJ in traffic. And I'm like,
let me give you the hot tip. I did not drive that car.
She's cruising around in a Porsche. God, the only car I've got is like the company car if I steal every now and then overnight. And I have to make up an excuse why.
Promise,
I need it.
Heart to heart, friend to friend.
You're not cruising in a Porsche.
Definitely not in a Porsche.
I mean, look, the only thing that sort of flagged to me that it might not be yours was there was no scratch marks from backing into things. And I'm like, maybe she puts on a front like, oh, I've accidentally backed into something.
Way too nice of me.
Right, okay, all right. Oh, well, now that that's gone, let's move on and have some fun.
Have some fun.
All right, my poor friend.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
It's something that divides people, but if you love it, you love it. And if you don't, you hate it. Marmite, Jason, are you a fan of the yeasty spread?
I'm...
Never say that again on the radio. Right, gotcha. Good. Are you a fan of Marmite?
I'm a Vegemite boy.
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you know what? And this is going to annoy a lot of people. I don't care. I could have Marmite, Vegemite, and I'm a happy girl.
You'd be surprised to know. I think people are going to sleep fine knowing that.
Over in the UK at the moment, they're doing a little... this certain restaurant is teaming up with Marmite. And for a month, you can go in there and use the secret words, spread the love. And if you say that, your waiter will unlock the secret menu of Marmite-infused cocktails.
Oh.
I know.
I don't know if I want the love spread if it's Marmite. Marmite in a cocktail. Gross, yeah, right.
So there's Marmite Mary. This is the alcoholic version, which has got whiskey in it. It's got Harvey's Bristol Cream, tomato juice, lemon, Marmite Reduction and spice, served with a stick of celery, lemon wedge and ice.
I imagine it'd be quite salty.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Also, you know my big concern is here.
What?
To any new staff just starting at the restaurant that haven't been tipped off. And
spread
then some,
the love.
Yeah. I'm sorry, excuse me? Spread
the love.
And be like, what am I doing here? I got a weirdo on table three.
I kind of really want to try it though. Because sometimes... You know how those things kind of surprise you?
No, they can put anything in a cocktail. If it's your third cocktail in, mate, you'll love it. You'll be, that's the
no,
bloody
I
nicest
think
thing.
The first one.
This is the nicest cocktail you've ever had. Madam, that's the water you're drinking while I make the cocktail. I've been in bars with you. Don't try and act sophisticated.
Jason PJ, the podcast. Spy.co.nz.
The OC actress Misha Barton has been hospitalised after she was found screaming on her backyard fence wearing just a shirt and tie.
What? She was just on the backyard fence screaming?
Yeah. She was voluntarily taken to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. But they found her on the top of her backyard fence screaming that her mother was a witch, something about the world shattering, and something about Ziggy Stardust.
God almighty.
So, yes, police and firefighters were called to the scene after being alerted about a jumper.
It's heavy.
Really, really heavy. And she made a tweet not long after saying, thank you all for the birthday messages, XOXO. The tweet seems to have been deleted.
She made the tweet after being taken off to hospital?
Yeah.
It's just odd.
So hopefully she's okay, because obviously there's some quite big issues going on there.
Fame will screw you up, hey? Got to think, she would have been huge when she was 20.
Huge. And you see it so much. Like, the younger the stars are, it seems the more they're affected down the road, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Good uplifting spy for a Friday, mate. Bloody hell. She's all good, though?
She's okay.
Well, you don't know that. You're assuming.
Okay, cool. There we go. That is your spy.
We're finishing on a high. Yep.
For cheap flights, you can download the Grab a Seat app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ, weekday afternoons from 3 on City.